Good afternoon, Exotics there. This is Brock speaking. How can I help?
Oh, hi Brock, it's Diane Goller here. How are you?
Yeah, good Diane, how are you?
Oh, I'm okay. I just had to give you an update on Fudge and her beak.
Yeah,
and
I saw there's
a little
beak coming through, looks like.
There is. It's just slightly shorter than her other beak. And she has been, apart from the first night where she was obviously very sore, and then sort of halfway through the next day, she has been fine. So
she's
eating. She didn't want any wet mash or anything. She preferred to eat her crumble.
Yep.
And, yeah, so I've had her downstairs just in a little separate cage within the coop for the last couple of days. And, and she's sort of back to normal.
Right.
And all those other things around her eyes have all fallen off too now, so she's looking somewhat normal. Yeah.
Right. So she's 100%?
Sorry?
Is she 100%?
I would say so, yeah. She's pretty good. So I have continued. I'm just looking at her at the moment. She's just preening herself under the wing at the moment.
Yep.
I have continued to give her meloxicam.
Yep.
I don't know if she will need that for a bit longer. But, but she's doing all right. So,
right. Yeah, I would just keep doing the anti-inflammatory until maybe all of her stuff's gone. And then just withhold it. But is there bum looking and everything?
Her bottom is looking good, so I haven't even had to clean it or anything for some time now, so so that's the good news.
That's fantastic. And what's the bad news?
Oh, the bad news is that Scissor didn't make it. She actually died on about 9:15 on Saturday night. She didn't sort of pick up at all after I came in on Thursday, and I just kept crop feeding her. And when I crop fed her in the afternoon on Saturday, about 3 o'clock, 3:15, and she ended up, she took about 20 mils and then she vomited it all back up, and I thought, whoops, and it was really nasty, sour-smelling stuff that she vomited up as well.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I'm just going to leave that. So I cleaned her up and I just sort of put her in, and I thought, hopefully, maybe her crop will empty overnight, you know, and I'll try again in the morning.
Yeah.
But I went out to check her, probably about 20 to 10, and I'd heard a little bump out on the veranda earlier, and I thought it might have been the cats jumping around, you know.
Yeah.
But in retrospect, I think it was her flinging herself around, and she was sort of, you know, had a head right back. She was already gone. She had a head right back and vomit all over her.
Yeah.
And I thought, anyway, thank you so much for trying, and thank you so much also for doing a bloody video call with Fudge.
I'm sorry. Some of them go well, hey, and some of them just
don't.
It's just a shame, eh? But
just
we'll
wasn't to be. But you know, you did everything you could, and the only other thing I was gonna ask about her was, you were talking about maybe getting a sample of I don't know if it was with her or with the other ones, if anything happens, you know, getting a sample for that canker thing?
Yeah.
Would that sort of relate to her or not so much?
I don't think Scissor didn't have the vent issues, did she? From memory, she didn't have the pus.
No, she didn't. She just had, like, the sore underneath, and that healed up quite quickly. So it was probably not the same thing. But anyway, I thought I'll just ask.
Good idea. I think, just one of the girls that has the sort of lacaseous yellow pus in the mouth or the vent. I think one of those girls is sort of mouth.
Yeah, so that would be Fudge or Petal.
Yeah.
And fingers crossed they're both doing okay.
Take our wins when we get them, Diane. You know?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, but you did a good job with her, and, you know.
Yeah.
I think she would have been happy we tried for her, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, I thought, if there's any sort of hope, sort of throw everything at her, but if it's not meant to be, it's not meant to be, so obviously not for her. But
anyway.
I think you jinxed me with the other little girl. You said, oh, yeah, everything going okay, I don't need to see her, and then she broke her beak off.
Yeah.
All that stuff was sort of adhered to the beak, and when she got in a flap and either, you know, either I sort of hurt it differently or something when I was opening a mouth and what have you.
Yeah.
I'd already given her her meloxicam and I was just having another look at it, just to see whether they were lifting. And maybe that just hurt her and she flapped and got out of Gwayne's arms and fell on the floor. And so I think it was just stuck so hard to the beak that the whole top of the beak was going to lift off anyway. I don't know, but anyway.
Oh, that's it. Like sometimes they'll come in, Dan, like the pigeons, and they won't have a beak at all. It sort of separates the beak from where it grows. And they do, they come in out of their mouth. So, but
right.
Yeah, I think she's been really lucky. Like she's actually regrown something underneath.
Yeah.
She's
so
very
it's just got the tip that's a little bit shorter than the bottom beak, and she's eating fine and everything with it, and she's actually quite a lot brighter now, so she's sort of back to normal.
Great.
I haven't put her in with the others yet, but
she'll be feeling so much better after that, definitely.
Yeah. So anyway, and all those things have since fallen off around her eyes, the two that she had left. So I think she's on the mend, hopefully.
Yeah, good. No, cool.
All right.
Yeah, thanks for the good update on her. And sorry about
that. Yeah. Thank you so much for trying and,
it's okay.
You guys just are really good. So I can't thank you enough for what you do.
Thanks, Dan.
Anyway.
How are the cats?
Oh, the cats. Well, I had the three back to the vet this morning.
Yep.
And they've all put weight back on, and
yep.
they're all doing okay. I've just got to get a specialist appointment for the little one with the funny eyes because she's still got the big dark eye thing. She might have the iris atrophy thing that the other guy's got.
Yeah.
So I've got to ring up and get an appointment for her, but otherwise they're all doing okay for now.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, need lots of good news.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Okay. Thanks, Dan. We'll see you next time, mate.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thanks again, Brock.
No worries. Thanks.
Okay. Bye. See ya. Bye.